Genesis House, FirstNet, built with AT&T, and the Friends in Recovery podcast are proud to bring you Answering the Call, the First Responders podcast. Join your hosts,
Podfather, Jersey Ed,
and Noontime with Skylar New,
as they address the real issues of first responders' health and wellness, from physical and mental health to relationships and work-life balance. Answering the Call, the First Responders podcast, is available on Facebook, Podbean, iTunes, and YouTube, as well as iHeartRadio, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Now, here are your friends in recovery answering the call.
Hey, everybody, welcome to Answering the Call, the First Responders podcast, sponsored by FirstNet, built by AT&T. I am the Podfather, Mike Miles, and I'm here with my friend, good friend, close friend, Jersey Ed.
What's up, guys? Hey, what's up, Podfather? We got a great guest today, Autumn Clifford. We're going to bring her on in a minute. We had a great kind of little talk with her beforehand. We should have recorded that, Podfather, but that little thing that we did beforehand. But yeah. We'll bring her on in a minute. But Podfather, how you been?
I've been busy, really busy. Had a bunch of things to take care of last week and all caught up. And yeah, doing good and looking forward to the summer, looking forward to vacation.
Good.
You know, family. My son's getting married. As you know, Chris is getting married in September. Yeah, so that's always exciting.
We love Chris.
Haven't had a wedding in a while. And Chris and Claire. Yeah, Claire Cassidy and Chris Miles. So good. Yeah, things are good. My youngest daughter just got into a master's program.
Good.
Cara. And my oldest daughter just came back from a trip to Florida and with her two children and her boyfriend. My life's good, bud. My life's good.
Yeah. So all those years of working overtime and detail work paid off to the weddings and
all the crazy, all the crazy shifts,
exactly.
All the stuff that happens. You know, I was thinking how fortunate, you know, the average life expectancy of a white police officer is about 59, you know, which is really sad because the average life expectancy of a white male is 78. And I feel good. I'm 67. I've been retired almost 6 years next month. And I'm loving it. I'm loving life.
Congratulations, Podfather. Well, real quick, if you guys want to get a hold of the Podfather and congratulate him on anything, you can get a hold of us at, you can call us at 617-379-1163. That's 617-379-1163. And Podfather, the only fucking reason, I'm going to excuse my language, AT&T, but the only reason that I'm keeping this number, and nobody calls it, okay? The only reason I'm keeping it is because it's your old badge number. That's the only reason, okay? So I'm deducting this phone number out of your paycheck every week, all right?
I know. We don't get paid for this. That's for sure.
I know. Or if you want to send us an email, that we do get a lot of emails. help@friendsandrecoverypodcast.com. That's help@friendsandrecoverypodcast.com. And if you want to be a guest on the show, if you want to talk to us, whatever you want to do, feel free to send out that. And also, we need your likes and subscribes. Please, as you're listening to this, hit like or subscribe and make sure that you guys kind of get up, get our little dingy thing when every Tuesday morning when we come out. But the other thing too is if you go to Friends in Recovery on Facebook or Instagram, you'll also see us on there too. So that's all the, I think all this stuff we had to get out of the way. So, so Podfather, I'm want to bring on a wonderful guest. So our good friend, Joe Rizzuti, Hot Dog Joe, I was on a badge meeting the other day. And just for the record, everybody knows this, but Autumn, I am not a first responder. Okay. I'm in recovery and I ran from you guys 27 years ago with a pocket full of cocaine and all kinds of other stuff. And that's why I'm on here because I kind of like what's going on with the first responders and how we're looking at recovery and addiction. So that's why I'm on here. So I just want to make, before I bring you in, I just want to let you know that I am not a first responder. So anyways, our guest today is Autumn Clifford. She has a podcast called Changing the Culture. Our good friend, Joe Rizzuti, Hot Dog Joe, told me about her on a badge meeting one night. And he's like, you got to check her out. You got to have her on the show. So Joe, Autumn's on the show because of you. And Autumn, welcome to the show. How you been?
Thank you so much for having me. And thank you, Joe, for getting me on here. I really appreciate that. Shout out to Joe.
Good old Hot Dog Joe. So if you don't know Hot Dog Joe, will you explain Hot Dog Joe to why he's Hot Dog Joe, Mike?
So Joe's a retired police officer, great cop, just a really, really warm guy, but a tough guy. You can tell by his demeanor. He's someone who's been a scrapper. But so what he did when he retired, he wrote a book, and he has a hot dog cart with an umbrella. He makes hot dogs and Italian sausages with peppers and onions. And he comes to Lowell, and he sets up in a very busy area, an industrial park. And he's got a lot of followers. Everybody wants a hot dog or a sandwich.
Yeah.
So I go visit him. We smoke cigars. I eat all his food. We have a lot of fun. But more importantly, Joe's got the biggest heart. He's always helping someone. If I had a quarter for every message I got from Joe, can you help this guy? Can you talk to this girl? This one's looking to do this. This one needs internship, whatever. He's always, always got about five or six people mm-hmm. he's helping out. I don't know where he gets all his energy. I love him.
I know.
We love him.
Yes, we do. Absolutely. So that's Hot Dog Joe. But now we have Autumn Clifford on our show. And Autumn, she is the queen of breakthroughs. I'm just reading this from your bio. And she's dedicated a life changing the culture for first responders. She's a second degree black belt. And she is she has her own self-defense company teaching women to defend themselves. She earned her BS in criminal justice and psychology. She became a police officer, worked for three different agencies, and she focused her efforts on learning professionalism and earning various certifications. She injured her back one day, I guess, and the doctor said it's, I guess, time to go and move on to another career, and she did that, and she came across Tony Robbins. So that is my link with her, Podfather. When I seen Tony Robbins, I was like, yeah. So we're going to talk more about that. She came across Tony Robbins, probably somewhat changed her life like myself, kind of put us back in the driver's seat saying, you know what? I'm not giving this life up. You know, injury, back injury, drug addiction, whatever it is, I'm going to conquer this. And now she is, she's just doing wonderful things for first responders. And she, I like what she says. Remember, you won't go on duty without your, external Kevlar. Why wouldn't you take care of yourself internally? Basically, that's what she's saying. So Autumn, welcome. And, that was my quick version of kind of reading through all your stuff, but why don't you give us the longer version of who you are and what you do? So welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you guys so much for having me. I'm excited to be here. We have a lot to talk about. So basically, I'll tell you a little bit about me. I've been in the martial arts since I've been 5 years old. As you heard, I have a couple degrees and a black belt. I studied Shotokan, Japanese karate, but also judo and jujitsu, studied kickboxing, boxing. I got myself a couple of titles, which was really cool. First in Maine, I was the number one in Maine for a few years. And then I actually went on to New England's and then internationally. And I met Chuck Norris, which was a huge highlight of my life.
Oh, baby. Really?
Love Chuck. He's awesome. And the reason I'm telling you that is because that was a really strong basis for my life and where I am now. I actually am still very active, you know, with my martial arts school. I go up, I support them. Actually next week, I'm going to a black belt testing. And so that's really been instrumental in my life. I became a police officer when I was 20 years old. So in the state of Maine, you can become a police officer when you're 20. And a lot of people have a lot of opinions about that. Happy to chat about it. But I was going through college when I became a police officer. I started in a part-time capacity working for a sheriff's department. I did court security and I did transport. And what that transport is transporting inmates from one facility to another. And court security is guarding the judges. And so that was the best place I could have started my career, to be honest. And I learned a lot. While I wasn't inside of the jails, I just would go outside of the jails, which is very different than a correctional officer, right? So So I really got to learn a lot about the whole system, and then working, you know, in the courts and understanding the judicial system was just, honestly, I just wish every officer could have that foundation that I had. It changed me, and I'll talk more about that. But so anyways, I started there, and then I went to, the Capital City Police of Augusta is Augusta Police Department. It's for Maine, it's one of the busiest police departments per officer. We handle more calls than any officer in the state, just because the call volume is so high and we have so few officers. Mm-hmm. So I was busy. I ended up coming down to Southern Maine, where I actually sustained a back injury. But here's the thing. I don't have a cool story. I don't have I got into a fight or a shoot or anything. It's literally what thousands and thousands of first responders go through. It's literally just an injury compounded from my 20-pound duty belt, from from my boots that sucked, from wearing a uniform that was not designed for a woman.
I know the feeling.
Exactly. And in my vest and sitting in my cruiser and doing all my typing completely twisted and to the right. Mm. And that actually I sustained a back injury. I have a herniated, torn, and degenerative disc. Now people have herniated discs and bulged discs, but the problem is the tear in my disc. The tear is almost all the way through. Mm. And so my doctor was like, okay, wait a minute. We need to sit down and we need to talk, because if you were to get into a situation where you couldn't stop doing what you're doing, i.e. a fight, a run, you know, chasing a bad guy, whatever, what's going to happen? It could tear all the way through. And then we don't know if you're going to be paralyzed. We don't know what that's going to happen. And so I had to get off. I hit a real bad depression. I hit a low. When any officer, any first responder, any person loses that sense of identity, it really brings you down.
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
And that's what we see in Genesis House a lot, is that, you know, first of all, substance abuse. And I know you're not substance abuse, but substance abuse is a perfect example of that. Take away their gun and their badge, and they take away their life to go into treatment. And it's a lot of things. And I'm sure you had a hard time probably saying, well, I can live being paralyzed. Maybe I can't live without my badge and my gun. I'm sure that crossed your mind, you know? And again, the officers who we helped down at Genesis House, but you have to make the right decision for yourself. And it sounds like you did.
Yeah. Thank you. Yeah. And it was a difficult decision. They stuck me in dispatch, and any first responder listening to this knows that if you're a cop, you do the last fucking thing you want to do.
That's good.
Is work in dispatch, right? It's the last thing we want to do. And so they stuck me in dispatch, and I couldn't last there. And so here's the long and the short, right? I hit a deep depression. I got diagnosed with PTSD and an anxiety disorder. I could not go out to eat. I could not even drive through a city, okay, without having just awful panic attack. My throat would close up, my hands would get clammy, I couldn't think. I felt like there was lights, I felt like I was in a spaceship.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yep. Couldn't think. Exactly. Awful. And there was, even getting done the job, it amplified actually. And nothing was helping me. And so I became couch ridden after my injury for 6 months, and everything just seemed to go like this, boom, just on my chest, and everything, you know, everything just seemed to go to shit. And so then I said, that's when I discovered Tony Robbins.
Mm.
That's when I found Tony, and Tony got me, you know, got me off the couch and was like, what are you doing? You know?
Yeah. And have you attended any of his, have you been to UPW or anything?
So I haven't been to UPW. What I have is in Boston. I don't know if you guys were around for this, but Boston, he came down and spoke with Tom Brady and Edelman.
I don't remember that.
And I drove down and I spent the whole day. And the minute he came out, I was like a wimpy girl and cried my eyes out. And I don't even know why, but it was just, he's so much bigger than life, you know?
He's
in person, and it was very life-changing.
Yeah. I did Life Mastery and, or Business Mastery, not Life Mastery, Business Mastery and UPW. just both amazing. I mean, completely changed my life. And Podfather knows, completely changed who I am, what I do. I'm actually a life coach now on top of everything because of this change in my life. And I get it. I understand him. I was like a crying little boy when I went to see him. So it's just, you know, it's just amazing. Like what you can do with yourself if you put your mind to it and you get all the negative bullshit out of your head. That's what, and I applaud you for that, getting off that couch and saying, you know what, I'm going to do whatever I can. Back injury ain't going to stop me. Congrats. That is great. I love hearing stories like that.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Yeah. Podfather. Yeah. I'm sorry. Yeah. Did you have a question?
Nope. I'm just enjoying listening. I don't know much about Tony Robbins. I've seen him on TV, but I do remember the what Autumn's talking about. I know Tom Brady, Julian Edelman, they're big followers, and they definitely fed right into to his philosophy. And you know, I look at Tom Brady as probably one of the best, no, not one of the best athlete my entire life, as far as his ability, his kindness, his, you know, his humility. Mm-hmm. I mean, and just his fitness, you know, and, you know, you've never heard a bad word about the guy. I mean, he's not, you know, anyway, I just think he's a great athlete. So if he's going to tote someone like Tony Robbins, I just guess, you know, he's got to be something special.
Yeah. And so hey, we have a
quick break.
Quick break. Yeah. Real quick before you go. It's just overcoming adversity. That's what it is. And let's talk about that when we come back, how you did overcome that. So Podfather Ged.
Yep. Answering the Call, the First Responders Podcast, sponsored by FirstNet, built by AT&T. We'll be right back.
You're first. First to respond. First to put others' lives before your own. And in an emergency, you need a network that puts you first. That connects you to technology, to each other, and to other agencies. Built with and for first responders. FirstNet, the only congressionally authorized wireless network for first responders. Because putting you first is our job.
Since 1992, Genesis House has been helping real people heal from addiction on their private recovery campus in beautiful Palm Beach County, Florida. Their family-owned program is accredited by the Joint Commission and offers detox and dual diagnosis treatment in a comfortable and confidential setting. At Genesis House, they focus on treating the underlying causes of addiction. Their comprehensive approach includes psychiatric care, individual and small group therapy, trauma healing techniques, and holistic care including yoga, massage, and animal-assisted therapy. After treatment, their clients enjoy the lifelong support of a nationwide network of Genesis House alumni. Call Genesis House today at 1-800-737-0933 to speak with someone who understands. Visit them on the web at www.genesishouse.net. It's time to start your journey to a long and successful recovery.
Hey everybody, welcome back. Answering the Call, the First Responders Podcast, sponsored by FirstNet, built by AT&T. I am the Podfather, Mike Miles, here with Jersey Ed and Autumn
Clifford.
Hey, Autumn, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. I'm doing well. So it's good having you on. And tell us what you're doing currently now.
Now
that you retired. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah. So no, thank you. Thank you for asking. So basically here's what I'm doing is, so I technically had to medically retire, but here's what happened is police chief, he in a small, like literally 3-officer PD calls me up and says, "Hey, you don't want to get rid of your credentials, do you?" And I said, "No, because in Maine, you have to go to a 6-month live-in academy." So I'm like, "I really don't want to get rid of it." He goes, "Perfect. I need somebody to do some community like policing, overlook the neighborhood watch. Can you do that? And you can maintain, you know, your credentials. I can be a police officer." And I'm like, "Yeah." So basically I'm not out there doing patrol or anything, but I'm still considered a police officer in Maine. I just work in a part-time capacity. So that's really cool. But what I'm doing is, so I started my own company and I'm actually coaching. I've been coaching first responders. I've been coaching for 6 years. I focus solely on first responders for the last 3. And based on my experience, based on when I was a cop and all the bullshit that I saw that we'd pull up car to car. And I mean, these officers who were just giving so much of themselves, their whole lives were crumbling right before their eyes.
Sure.
And, you know, basically it's all about mindset. So I pride myself in being a mindset expert, because what I do with my clients and what I do with first responders is I simply help them change their perspective. We can change your thoughts, right? We change our lives. So that's a lot of what I do. I'm on Instagram. You can find me at Officer Autumn. I run a podcast called Changing the Culture. We've reached, you know, thousands and thousands of people across the world with that. And just trying to save lives and change lives just like you guys.
That's wonderful. You know, this podcast, specifically this podcast, is about helping first responders, you know, more with the mental health aspect of the job, you know, post-traumatic stress, depression, anxiety. You know, earlier you talked about anxiety, and boy, I used to have major panic attacks back in the 80s when I first got sober, and I can relate. It's like one of the scariest things. It's so hard to describe what they are, because you can have one and then have another one and then have a third one all within 2 or 3 hours. And it's like a brand new one. It's like a brand new surprise every time they come. And it's just so mind altering, life changing. It's horrible, you know? So I really applaud you to be there, because when I first started getting well and helping people, there weren't a lot of people out there, you know, qualified or definitely with the experience, because cops only trust cops. Firemen only trust firemen. You know, it's just the way it is, you know? So it's really good to have somebody, you know, that to talk to somebody that's doing exactly what police officers need, because no cop I know is going to go see a regular therapist or a counselor, you know, with their problems, especially if they have a firearm. You know, they don't want to talk about their problems because they don't want to lose their job, you know, and it is the most stressful job there is. Police and corrections, they are the highest rated stressful jobs. And you're aware of that, of course.
Yeah, absolutely. And my big thing is the suicide epidemic that we are facing in law enforcement and across the board for our first responders. Sure. I mean, firefighters are definitely high. And you know what's sad is corrections officers are right up there, but they go very unreported.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, what you just said is so true. More cops take their own lives than are killed every year. You know, I've been down to DC for the Police Memorial Week in May. Several times when I was active before I retired in 2015. And just an incredible show of support for these families. I'm talking hundreds of families that lost their loved ones over the course of a year, you know, and the media doesn't cover it the way they should. Cops aren't protected the way they should be, you know, and it's not getting any better. Let me just say that. I just heard on the radio this morning, a station I listened to, that a third less correctional officers nationwide, a third less trying to become correctional officers. So in other words, if there was 1,000 people that took out applications or tried to become a correctional officer last year, right now, only 700 are looking to become, correctional officers. And so they have a smaller pool every year. Police are going in the same direction. Just because of everything that's going on with all the negative publicity.
It's horrible what's going on there. Guys, just all the suicide talk we were talking about, all the depression. I forgot to talk about Copline Podfather, our friend Stephanie Samuels, who started a 1-800 Copline. That's 1-800-267-5463 or copline.org. Stephanie put a wonderful, wonderful program together over there. I think they just had another graduating class of retired officers helping officers out. There's what, over 100 and some odd.
Sure. Eddie, tell Autumn what Copline is.
Yep. So Copline, Autumn and everybody who's listening, is a 800 number, and you can also go on their website, and there's chats on the website of any officer having a problem, suicide, you know, whatever they're thinking about, depression, divorce, whatever you guys go through. This wonderful, wonderful woman, Stephanie Samuels, who's been on our show, she just started this cop line, and it's just been taking off. They're helping thousands of officers save their lives, basically. So
cop line is 100. There are 100 police officers retired. They volunteer to answer the phone.
Yep. Oh, Podfather, we lost him. That's okay. So what do you say?
24/7, 365.
You never know what you're going to get when you're on answering the call with us. So, should I fall over now, Podfather? Is it? No, is this trying, any way to impress a guest? Good Lord.
So funny.
That's no, right.
This is good.
So anyway, yeah. You don't need to see me. You can hear me, right?
We got you. No, we see you now. We see you now. Too. Yeah. Get on. I'm sorry.
After the show, I would really like it if you guys emailed me. You guys sound like you have so many resources. I want to put all these on my website. Like, so every resource you have for first responders, please. I want an email. Send it to me. I'll put it right up on my website. And this sounds like a really great one.
Yeah, we will. Yeah. Stephanie, she just does an amazing, and I'll get you hooked up. She also has a podcast too. You should be on her podcast.
What is it?
It's,
you remember?
I don't remember. After the show, I'll look it up and get it over to you. But you know, all this, what we're talking about is what we kind of talked about earlier, is overcoming adversity, change your thought, change your mind, you know, just get into a different mindset. I like that you said, you know, you talk to people about your mindset expert, and that's what we need to be to overcome everything. You know, I'm moving right now. And let me tell you, that is tough stuff. I mean, it's just, but you have to get into a different mindset and just be okay with it and think positive about whatever situation, whatever life hands you, a busted up back or drug addiction or an alcohol addiction, whatever it is, you know, whatever you guys are listening to out there. And the thing is, guys, is that it can be done rather quickly, right? Right, Autumn? I mean, rather quickly, you can, in probably minutes, you can change your mind.
Absolutely.
And your feelings. So
absolutely. And so just really quickly, I'll just take you guys through a little bit of a process that I go through and I teach my clients. So first, here's what I just want to say is the biggest thing that runs us is fear. Okay. So fear runs us, and especially when we're first responders, okay, because that's what we kind of train into that. Like, okay, so you know, we're going into the fire, we're going into the gunfire, we're going into the whatever it is, right? And so it doesn't, even though we're trained to go into it, doesn't mean it's a little not scary. It is freaking, it ends up being scary whether after, usually it's after we go and deal with it, we feel those feelings, right? So everybody feels fear. And what happens is the fear kind of creates like this big, like monster. If we don't face it, if you can't see me right now, I'm going to try to describe what I'm doing with my body. But like fear is this thing where if we keep looking away from it, it's in the back of our head and it'll get bigger and bigger and bigger until we turn around and we actually face that fear. Whatever the underlying fear is, a lot of our fears as humans is this fear of being inadequate and not being enough, right? Because if you talk, I've talked to thousands of people, what are you afraid of? And it's always, well, I'm not good enough. When we get to the bottom line, basic, and we weed it out. So we have to face our fear and we have to look at it and we have to go, okay, so what is that underlying fear? Okay, so we face it. And then we have to go and we have to ask ourselves, okay, so where did that come from? Mm-hmm. A lot of times it comes from it stems back from our childhood, a childhood experience that we had, right? Mm-hmm. So we go back and we go, okay, where did it come from? And then we have to go, okay, well, is that the ultimate truth? Is that my ultimate truth? Yeah. Is it the truth that I'm not good enough, or I'm, you know, fat, or I'm nobody likes me, or whatever, right? Is that the ultimate truth? It's always a no. It's always a no. Mm-hmm. Once you get to the bottom line, well, that's not really the truth. And then you can go and you can start flipping that fear. Like, okay, well, I guess it's really not the truth because blah, blah, blah. I call it finding evidence. You've got to find evidence that fear is actually not true. And then what you'll do from there is you're going to create new thoughts. People call these affirmations. Mm-hmm. And you literally teach yourself to think a new thought. And so every time you kind of feel that trigger of that fear, you start thinking a new thought. I do this every single day, multiple times a day, and it has completely changed my life. Mm-hmm. It has brought me from a couch-ridden, unhappy officer who was in a ton of pain, gaining weight, right, to literally a very successful person who is out there. You know, I've lost the weight. I'm happy. I'm leading hundreds and hundreds of people now. And the only reason I've been able to do that, you guys, is because I changed my thoughts.
Yes. Exactly. You know, 100%.
A nice assessment of what you do. And you know, it's so true that, you know, when we take these jobs, we do anything to get them. You know, we go through such a strenuous process of interviews and, you know, oral boards and testing and physical fitness. I mean, I've known people that couldn't do that push-up in a nick of time, or couldn't do an obstacle course quick enough, or couldn't get over a wall, and they didn't get the job. So when they say the best of the best, they're not kidding. I mean, mm-hmm. you have to pass very strenuous mm-hmm. You know, exercises and conditions to get the job. Then mm-hmm. you get the job, but no one ever tells you when you get this job mm-hmm. about the suicide rate, about the depression, about the anxiety, you know, about, you know, life change, maybe, you know, where you can't just go out to eat with your family, and, you know, you never know who you're going to run into, you know, so there are many variables that go with this job that you don't learn about, especially about anxiety, panic, depression. Now, in the last maybe 9 years, I've actually spoken at academies, and we do discuss that. We talk about stress. We talk about the stresses of the job. Mm-hmm. So years ago, they didn't do it. Now they are doing it. Yeah. But I can see policing going in a very different direction. And yeah. people like yourself, Autumn, you know, are so instrumental and so important to have around, because you definitely need to hear somebody who's been there, who is going to present yeah. to you the other side of this job. It's just not all about, you know, putting on a nice uniform and carrying a gun and, right. you know, going out there, and kids are going to love you and old people are going to love yeah. you. Those days are gone.
Yeah. It's true. Running and gunning is done. And yeah. you know, and you said something that's very pivotal, and I just want to underline this, is you said the job's going to change. Well, it is changing. And you know what? I mean, and I won't get on my soapbox. I'll save that for another time. But the next podcast. Yeah. The thing is that it has to change. And you know what? There's a lot of negative going on right now in our world, right? But you want to know what I see? The one positive is that policing has to change, and it has to change from the top down. We need better leaderships. We need, you know, everybody talks about bridging the gap, and we want our officers to be this, this, and this. Great. So we're going to start treating them like they're humans, and we're going to give them the support and the tools they actually need to, you know, to go through this job and be healthy.
Yes.
And then you're going to see these officers being able to communicate and be with our communities and bridge that gap. Right. But when you have officers who are so stressed out, who are dealing with PTSD, anxiety, crippling depression, numbing themselves, as you guys, you know, talk about a lot, numbing themselves with everything under the sun. And then you want them to go be nice to all of our community and the public. It's not going to happen.
No, it's good. Definitely not. Yeah. And that's when they get the tough skin about the community, the tough skin about management, tough skin about everything. And then that's when they get into their little bubble and say, well, cops are assholes. But no, cops are not assholes. It's just how it's just where they're at. And you know what? I think everybody in life should have a coach. Number one, I have two coaches, and then I belong to two different coaching communities.
Yep.
And it just completely changed my life. But police officers definitely should have a coach, guys. And if you want to kind of find out how to get a hold of Autumn, how can they get a hold of you so they can hire you as a coach? And guys, I am serious. If you're listening to this, look her up and at least take one session with her to see how it can change your life.
So thank you so much. And I really appreciate that. So basically it's like this. So there's a bunch of different ways you can work with me and get in touch with me. What I want to say is that, so I teach people how to become coaches, whether it's for themselves, or I have a lot of people out there now, we're getting people into police departments, helping first responders, and they're becoming certified through me, because you need to anybody can go coach anybody. And, you know, Podfather can speak to this. Like, we have a lot of certified counselors and psychologists and all these things, but you're not a cop. Mm-mm. How many times have I sat in one of these? I'll be honest. I've been to counseling for years. I needed it. But they didn't understand me. Mm-hmm. And so that's the difference. And I'm not a counselor, I'm a coach. And so I'm out there and I'm teaching people how to coach. And, you know, basically that's just to be a mentor, a guide, an objective, you know, a voice of reason. And so anyways, you can get a hold of me on Instagram. I'm always big over there. It's @OfficerAutumn. And, or you can go to my website, autumnclifford.com. I actually have a free training if you're interested on how to become a coach. It's a free training right on my website. You just put your name and your email in and I'll email it to you. And I'll teach you the basics around coaching. And if you want to come be in my communities, I have a ton of ways to do that.
Officer Autumn.com.
Right? Autumnclifford.com.
Autumnclifford.com. I'm going to put all this in the show notes. And then Officer Autumn on your Instagram.
Yeah, and Autumn Clifford on Facebook. And I have a Facebook group called Changing the Culture. Yeah, I mean, I'm everywhere too.
Cool. Okay, good, good.
So good having you on the show. You're a breath of fresh air. And I can see going forward, but from an old man's point of view, you know, towards the end of life, you know, there's three stages of life, and I'm on the back nine. But it's so good hearing someone like yourself, who's got all this energy, you're very vibrant. You know, you have a lot of knowledge, very knowledgeable. It's so good knowing that there are people like yourself out there that are going to be there for this next generation or the future generation of police officers. Thank you so much for coming on the show.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having me, you guys. I love that and I appreciate that. And just to say this, I have a, you know, they called me on my shift. They call me the pit bull because you know what? I'm not going to fucking stop. So you're right. I've got a voice and it's going to be heard. And my goal is to change the culture in law enforcement. So we're not stopping.
Well, you have people like Podfather, you know, blazing the trail where there's no trail. And then, you know, now you have people like you coming in and really fine tuning that trail and making sure that trail stays and becomes a hard road that these guys can get what they need out of life. And again, you know, it's just, you're right. It has to change because first of all, what's going on in this world, and I'll end with this and we'll move on. But what's going on in this world, nobody wants to be a cop. Number one, that's number one. Number two, the cops that we have, they're just barely hanging on, you know, because they don't want to even be there. So we have to train these guys and make them mentally, physically, spiritually, and kind of good to go, you know. And that's how we do it, through people like Autumn, through people like the Podfather, who still sees cops. I mean, I send him cops all the time. He has a bunch of cops that come from Genesis House that he sees. So and firefighters and all that. So I like to thank both of you guys for all the service that you've done, all the things that you did to improve this world and the community. That I really appreciate. So bottom of my heart.
It's a pleasure. And you know, Ed, you like you said in the beginning, you're not a first responder, but regardless, you've helped so many people I know, people near and dear to me, you know, close friends, people I love, you know, so you're very instrumental. And if I need anyone to help me, you're the one. You know that. I'm probably a pain in the ass.
No. Good Lord. So,
hey, Autumn, thanks so much for coming on.
Yeah.
Thank you guys for having me.
We'll talk to you again.
Yep.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Thank you guys. And
so Ed.
Oh, Ged. Yeah. Oh, Ged. Ged, you have something to say? Ged, don't. No. Okay. She's good. Ged, Podfather.
All right. No, I just want to say it was a good show. Absolutely. Good guest. Again, you always get these guests that come out of nowhere and they turn out to be awesome. Great job.
Absolutely. Well, thanks, Podfather. Good show. And we got another one in the books. And
I'll talk to you in a bit.
Absolutely.
All right, my friend.
Will you do me a favor? Will you send me? I want to have all of, like, I need, you guys have so many connections. I don't have these.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Send me your resources. And Podfather, like, if you are taking people,
yep,
you know, then I want, just give me the information. I want to put that up there because people ask me all the time, like, do you have a psychologist? Do you have somebody I could send people to? And I'm like,
sure. Absolutely. Absolutely. Yep. We'll talk after
you get all my numbers.
Yeah. We'll talk after the show.
Okay.
Podfather, you want to take us out?
Answering the Call, First Responders Podcast.
Stay
sponsored
safe.
By FirstNet. Sponsored by FirstNet, built by AT&T. Stay safe, everybody.
Stay safe.
That concludes this episode of Answering the Call, the First Responders Podcast. Thanks to Genesis House, FirstNet, built with AT&T, for supporting those on the path to recovery and keeping this valuable resource free for all our friends in recovery. Follow us on Facebook for past shows and updates, and enjoy free access to twice daily support meetings. Brought to you by Genesis House and the Friends in Recovery. If you can't get enough of Mike, the Podfather, Jersey Ed, and Skyler, you can catch them on Friends in Recovery, the Addiction Recovery Podcast. Available on Facebook, Podbean, iTunes, YouTube, iHeartRadio, and GenesisHouse.net.